Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Grab
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And
I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, February the 28th. Wow. Month has come and gone already. Tuesday, February the 28th, 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah and His Son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very, very powerful topic for you today. All these shows are very, very, very powerful, and they're very important to your spiritual development because, my brothers and my sisters, at the end of the day, the only thing that matters is the quality of your relationship with yourself and with your God. That's an easy solution, but it's also a very difficult problem. Now, today we've got to put on our thinking caps a little bit. Today's message is kind of like the last few messages that we've all been discussing, because we've really been honing in on what I call your limiting beliefs. We've been focusing on kind of uncovering all of the things that limit your success. And when we talk about success, for me, I'm talking about growth. That's my definition of success. Success is just growth. And so when we talk about growth, it's very important that we understand where you are right now is not a bad place. But when you understand that you don't have to manipulate or control people, all you have to do is lead and guide people. But the way that you lead and guide others is to lead and guide yourself. Now, the reason why today's message is so important is because now we're talking about how do we lead and guide ourselves? Because nothing and no one is more important than God. Nothing. And so we all say that, but once you make that statement that nothing is more important than God, my question to you is, what is God? Who is God? Now, everybody and their grandmother claims to know God and have a relationship with God or be God. I talk to people all the time as I go to different churches, and it's amazing to me the number of denominations that we have in this country. Just looking at the Judeo-Christian belief system, and that everybody believes, like Matthew 4:4 says, but he answered and he said unto them, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So everything that every born-again Christian believes is based upon the Helios Biblios of the Bible. But I got big problems with all of that. And I got big problems with every major religion on the planet. Bring any one of them, and I can punch holes in all of them. Anyone, not just Christianity. I just talk about Christianity because that's I was licensed and ordained for 10 years. I didn't read about it. I taught it. So there is something very wrong today, brothers and sisters, because most believers in any area, anybody that claims to have a relationship with God, they're very lackadaisical about that relationship. Even the extremists, they're not extreme enough. There's literally hundreds and thousands and gazillions and billions of people who got some type of belief system in some higher deity. But yet we got crime, we got murder, we got rape, we got abuse, we got all of this stuff going on. And with my very limited understanding of God, and for me, anybody can say whatever. Psalms 138 verse 2 says this. I will worship toward the holy temple, and I will praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. So while everybody else is focusing on thy name, focusing on the word. Revelation 19:2-3, somewhere there, it said that his name is the entire word. So I put emphasis on words, on etymology. Psalms 119:140. Now I read 138:2. Now, let me read 119. But before I read that, I need to ask you a question really quickly. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So if the Word was with God and the Word was God, there should be a lot of emphasis on whatever words are. We need to find out what is words. Because we're talking about God. Now, again, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. But because of what I have experienced and what I've been through and what I understand, that we have to understand that there is nothing more important than understanding, my brothers and sisters, that Psalms 119:140 says, thy word is pure, therefore thou servant loveth it. So the scriptures teach that God's words are pure, but not just pure, they are very pure, according to Psalms 119:140. And so Psalms 12:6 says, the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation, forever. So that's great, but what if you're an atheist, and what if you don't believe in the Bible, and, you know, you don't believe in none of this other stuff that I'm talking about? Well, we can go to frequencies and waves and vibrations, because words are spoken thoughts. Now, you don't have to be a Bible thumper to have a thought. Now, last I checked, one of the requirements to be on the planet is that you got to have a functioning brain, meaning that you got to have thoughts in the brain, and those thoughts got to work. So when the Bible talks about words, the Bible is talking about spoken thoughts. So we can use biology if you're not a Bible thumper. And if you're not a Bible thumper, that's great. We can talk about words. Because, again, these words, Apostle Paul warned believers about another Jesus. He warned believers about another gospel. He warned them about another spirit. And he warned them in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. And he talked about these other frequencies out there. So there is a frequency, but then there's a bunch of other frequencies, because at the end of the day, a word is a frequency. And the Apostle Paul talked about there was going to be false prophets. Prophet, P-R-O-F-I-T, and P-R-O-P-H-E-T-S, prophet and prophets. They're going to pervert the frequencies. Jeremiah 23, verse 36. Jeremiah 23, 36 says, "But ye have perverted the words of the living God, of the Lord of hosts, our God." So there are a plethora of different frequencies. How do we know? According to the electromagnetic spectrum, there's 8 different types of frequencies. Now, we can only perceive less than 1% of 1%. Now, I don't know about you, that pretty much means that we're flying blind. So I don't know what the other 99% that's out there, but there is 99, 98% of something that's out there that we don't know nothing about. So the question is, brothers and sisters, when we talk about frequencies, what are we talking about? When we talk about frequencies, we talk about waves, we talk about vibrations. So nothing is more important than a particular wave or a particular vibration. So we can call it the word, you can call it whatever you want to call it, but at the end of the day, when you slice it and dice it up and when you do the research, you break it down. Now, we could get into some deep stuff, but obviously we've got a short period of time, so we don't have time to get into, you know, the Christos and the Christos. We don't have time to get into what was done in Rome and what was done by Herod Agrippa II that talks about, and we don't have time to break down and really, really get into and just basically blow up a lot of people's theology when it comes to, especially in the area of the Christos and the Christos or Isis. And under open understanding, Osiris and Nectar and Nefer, these words mean good or God. So when we look at, for example, Jesus Christ, and the divine revelation of the Christ or the crest in antiquity, that word Christos was equated to the Egyptian god or goddess Isis, which meant good. And when you look at all of the ancient epithets and all of the ancient Greek and Hebrew and Aramaic, that Christos became Christos. One meant to be an implement, the other meant to be a drug, both meant to be good. So it was Jesus the good. In some kind of way, the word good got translated into the word God. Now, that's great. And I ain't got no problem with that. I'm cool with all that. No problem whatsoever. Now, that's just basic history. We're not even talking about, but we're getting to understanding the Greek mysteries. And you understand that you trace it back to Osiris and the Egyptian gods and goddesses. They were all called Christos. And Christos was changed to Christos. Now, you can do the research just like I did, and you'll find K-R-S-T. And you'll find K-R-S-T all in the ancient documents. And all this traces back all the way back to Egypt. And then you got to ask yourself, what existed before Egypt? What existed before Samaria? So when we go back, we can keep going and keep going and keep going and keep going, and everybody just get more and more religion. And we get more and more dimensions. We get more and more demons. We get more denominations and demonizations and demonstration, but we still don't get no good. We still don't get God. It's amazing to me how we could have all this information and still we have no God. We have no good. We still got people walking around killing each other, and you hate me because I don't believe what you believe. But we are all serving good. We are all serving God. But because my belief system is different than yours, because I just happen to have done a little bit more research. Now, what is my belief system? Frequency, wave, and vibration. What does that mean? That doesn't mean that that's God. That just means how God chooses to express, expose, and expand himself on this dimension. And so when we start talking about frequencies and waves and vibration, then that tells me that nothing is more important than a particular frequency or a particular wave or a particular vibration or a particular harmonics or a particular cymatics. And then, my anointed brother, we separate the wheat from the tares because now all of a sudden there is one frequency, there is one vibration that exists through all of the major religions. Every major religion has this certain theme that runs through it. Everyone, and it's called love. Now, that is a problem, a big problem, because go and preach that anywhere. Go and talk about love. See what happens. Watch how fast they bounce your ass up out of there. So believe me, just try it. Just try it. Just try to walk around and be an ambassador of love. That's what the Bible says. We're supposed to be ambassadors of Christ. We're supposed to be ambassadors of love. God is love. He didn't create love. He is love. So there is one universal frequency. Now, this universal frequency is throughout all of the universe. And that one universal frequency, my brother, that one universal consciousness, that one universal vibration, that one universal harmonics, that one universal energy, that one universal essence that pales and nothing else can vibrate on that frequency. That is the frequency of love. Now, it's interesting because the earth and the entire universe vibrates on that frequency. Now, people can debate upon the exact radio waves or the numeric, whether it's 432, 528, you know, 6, whatever. I leave that up to the scientists. All I know is that our thoughts are on a certain vibrational frequency. And this is the thing that this vibrational universe that we live in. If your thoughts match that thought, then something happens. That thought attracts other thoughts that are like it. And negative thoughts or lower vibrational thoughts attract other thoughts that are like it. So we are in a sea of vibrational things. Absolutely everything is vibrating in this dimension. So once you learn about the power of thought and how it makes ripples throughout the sea of the universe or energy, then you start to understand with all of the greats talk about when everything that you see on earth is made out of one single original substance out of which all of the other things proceed. Now, let me prove that to you using science, just in case you're not a Bible thumper. So science says there is this thing called a periodic table. Now, if you go to Google and if you type in the periodic table or your favorite search engine, you will find something that is a little disturbing. In fact, when I discovered this, when I was researching and I wrote my book, The Grand Substance or the God Almighty, The Grand Unification Theory, which became a theorem, and it's called Gagu by Professor Dr. Gabriel Oyibo, the Nigerian mathematician who discovered Gagu. And he laid down the gauntlet when he said that there was only one element. Now, I took little chemistry in school, and I was taught, according to the periodic table, and that was 114, or however many it was on the periodic table. And then I went back and researched it, and the first element on the periodic table is hydrogen. And all of the other elements on the periodic table is the manipulation of the one. You claim you know God. You claim you got a relationship with God. You claim you're here to do the will of God. I claim I got a relationship with God. I claim I know God. I claim that I'm a part of God. I'm a part of the body of God. Somebody said the body of Christ. I claim I know that I am a spark, a particle, a cell, if you will, inside of the body of God, the body of Christ. So I believe that I'm a division of the one. And the periodic table of elements proves my theory. That goes along with Professor Gabriel Oyebo, who should have won the Nobel Peace Prize, but you know how that goes. Now, let me make sure you understand what I just said. See, most people have a problem with basic biology. That's why I like biology, because it's very, you can debate religion. But it's very difficult when I talk about gluons and quarks and quinoles, and I show you laminin that's inside of the body, and I biologically prove using physics, math, and biology, which I've already done, and I got two books that prove it. So you got the Bible, and it's debatable. People say, well, the Bible is not authentic. The Bible is this. And people say, oh, well, you're a Muslim, or, you know, you're a Hindu, or you're a Buddhist, or you're a monk, or you're having, you know, this, that, and the other. And everybody, they can debate it because history has been rewritten. But math? Yeah, math is, like, difficult to rewrite. See, 2 plus 2, I don't care, you can say it in a different language, but you got two items, and you get put two more items, you're going to have a total of four items. You're not going to have 4.5 items. You're going to have 4 items. Math is like, that's why math is God's language. God speaks math. God is a math. That's why theomathematics. If you never studied and understand the Bible code and theomathematics or alphanumerics, which is what I base everything that I do and my dear Kinnear report on, if you don't understand theomathematics and alphanumerics, brothers and sisters, you have a disadvantage. You can be controlled. You can be manipulated. But see, biology, yeah, everybody got a heart. I don't care what religion you are. You got two kidneys. I don't care what religion you are, you got two kidneys unless somebody took one out. I don't care what religion you are, you got two lungs. I don't care what religion you are, you got a hypothalamus. You got an amygdala. I don't care what religion you are. You got a fornix in your brain. I don't care what religion you are, brother. I don't care what God you claim that exists. I don't care how much facts and figures you got. Everybody that's a human has the same biological construct. And they are trying to control that. That's why we got people coming out now with a third leg, the triple helix. Because they want to try to be God. And so nothing is more important, brothers, nothing is more important, sisters, for you to get out of religion and for you to get into God. God is the grantor of destinies, period. Now, debate all you want, man. Biology, everything on this earth grows. Everything freaking changes except you. So, therefore, if you can't change, brother, if you can't change, sister, you're in deep kimchi. You can quote scriptures all you want. I quote scriptures all day, every day. I can quote scriptures with the best of them. But everything that you see on earth is made from one original substance, hydrogen. Everything. Everything is the manipulation of the one. So every religion is manipulation of the one. The problem is nobody knows the one. See, there is a thinking stuff that all the greats used to talk about. They didn't know the name either. They just called it thinking stuff. So they said that there was a thinking stuff from which all things are made, and which in its original state, I'm reading from a quote from one of the greatest books that I read back when I was a young whippersnapper about 30 years ago, a book called The Science of Getting Rich by Dr. Wallace Wattles. Don't advise you to read it. It may be a little rough for you. But Wallace Wattles understood, I like the book Thinking Grow Rich with Napoleon Hill. It got a lot of new age stuff in there, but it still got the same frequency. They said, in the original state, something permeates. Nikola Tesla says the same thing. They called it dark ether. They said there is something, the body is called gluons. Something is holding everything together. I don't know what it is, but something, someone is holding everything together. It permeates through everything. It fills all of the universe and space and time. A thought has the same substance. A thought produces the same thing that this thinking stuff does. So I'm having a thought right now. So that means that that is what God is. Now, God is a granter of the ability to do that. So let me ask you the question, my brother. Let me ask you the question, my sister. Can you have a thought and can you express it through your larynx, a.k.a. your voice box, a.k.a. your throat vajayjay? Now, as I've said on a plethora of shows, if you look at the female vagina and you look at your larynx, and if you go to Google and type both of those words in, and if you put the pictures side by side, you can't tell the voice box from the vagina. They both give birth. So let me make sure you understand God, because you got all of these ideals in your head, and that's cool. Don't get rid of them. Keep them. Got your picture on the wall, you know, of your, you know, feminized entity. Man, knock yourself out. God bless you, brother. God bless you. Keep it up there. I'm not telling you to get rid of it. I'm just telling you to add to it. I'm telling you to add something that's real, something that's tangible, something that can form things from thought, something that allows your thought to impress upon mass and matter and take something from the invisible realm and bring it into this visible realm, something that takes the invisible particle and makes it visible, something that takes something that's in a wave state and make it solidify into a particle state. You need that. Now, that's God to me. I don't know what you may call it, but that's God. See, when you can take your thoughts and your emotions and they can vibrate, and you can take that thought and you can take that emotion and that like attracts like. If I can put a vibration, if I can put an image, if I can put an ideal, if I can put a thought, if I can put a plan together and I can put it on a freaking piece of paper or put it inside of an image and I can look at it and I can think about it and I can imagine myself, I can see myself doing it and being it, and then it manifests in my life. God is the granter of destinies, brother. God is the granter of destinies. Unfortunately, many of us are programmed from childhood, and we have our thoughts and our emotions switched, and now we've got this fear-based mechanism, and now we walk around in fear, doubt, and unbelief instead of faith, hope, and love. But see, the granter of destinies, the thought and the frequency that I serve, my brother, the thought and the frequency that I serve, my sister, is a thought and a frequency that says, give and it shall be given. It's a thought and frequency that says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, all who rise up against me shall fall. It's a thought and it's a frequency that says, I've been old and I've been young, and I've never, ever, ever seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. See, the thought that I serve, the frequency that I serve, it says that the lilies of the field, they don't sow nor reap, yet I take care of them. How much more? How much more? How much more would I take care of my people if they only ask? If you can only formulate a freaking thought. Because, see, that's God. But, see, God isn't a thought. God expresses thoughts. So I'm not trying to put God in a box. See, the God that I serve is unboxable. When you label something, you limit something. Labels are limits, brother. Labels are limits, sister. So I don't put no label on the God that I serve. I don't put no limit on him. He's all-knowing. He's all-powerful. He's all-present. So therefore, I'm not steeped in no Luciferian occult organization that says, based upon some freaking Greek manuscript, that God is blank. I don't think so. I've been there and I've done that already. Got two T-shirts. But see, I understand, my brothers. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I got evidence, you just can't see it. And so it's important, my brothers, to get out your box, because your box is the limit. So your life is going to be limited. Your life is limited by your box. Your life is limited by your God. See, I got a God that's a granter of destinies, so nothing and no one is more important than my God. Because my God grants destinies, brother. My God grants destinies, sister. He's not in the box. I don't put no label on him. I don't put no limit on him. He's all-knowing. He's all-powerful. He's all-present. And see, people can't understand that, man. That scares the hell out of people. Literally, scares the hell out of people. Go tell somebody that. See, do you understand the law of vibrations? The law of vibrations says this. The law of vibrations, some people call it the law of attraction. I don't really like that term. That's limiting. Even the law of vibrations is limiting. See, why have so many people failed at getting what they wish, what they want? Now, I'm doing a show for my group that says, why does 98% of the people die without fulfilling their dreams? 98%. Why does 98 out of 100 people die with their dreams unfulfilled? Three reasons. Number one, we talked about survival mechanism. You spend your whole life surviving. So therefore, you focus on the three F's: fun, fighting, and effing. Or, number two, fear. Their fear manifests itself in seven different expressions. Primarily, the number one of the fear is fear of failure itself. Then, no energy. There's seven of them. And then the third one is family and friends. Pressure from your family and from your friends to stay in the box. That's why 98 out of 100 will never experience growth. They will never experience God. See, God, my brothers and sisters, is very, very, how can I put this delicately? I'm trying to find the right terminology. God is very cosmic, a quantum. See, when we look at the quantum realm, there's this whole idea of like attracting like. So people call it the law of attraction. I said I would like to call it the law of vibrations. But then I transcend that and I just call it God. See, God likes other gods. See, it's very interesting, my brothers and sisters, because when we look at all of the ancient texts that talks about this universal, one verse, song, frequency, wave, vibration, one verse, one. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. That's what I said. I'm not trying to label it. I'm not trying to put no name on it. I'm not trying to put it in a box. You can call it the secret. You got the law of attraction. You can do, like, you know, the New Age stuff. Man, you can call it whatever, thinking stuff, Buddha, Muhammad, whatever. To me, it is a non-physical entity, for lack of a better term. But, Brother Will, that sounds great, dog. But, so, anything? What does that mean? Brothers and sisters, this is the secret to life. There's a lot of secrets to life, but this one is ranked up there because this is the power of this God. See, God insists that all things similar in nature will naturally gravitate to each other. It's called magnetism. It's called the magic net. See, the word magnet is the word, two words, magi and the word net. See, we live in a world that's held together by gravity. Nobody knows what gravity is. People know what gravity does, but people don't know what gravity is. See, people know what God does, but people don't know what God is. So let me make sure you over and understand the big picture, brother. Nothing and no one is more important than this. Nothing and no one is more important than the magic net. So in God, people ask me, well, Brother Will, what did you believe, brother? What is God? God is the magic net. He is the electric city. See, electricity is two words, elect city. Magic is two words. A magnetism is two words, which is magic net. Both of those are opposite sides of the same coin, which we call light. Light is made up of electricity and magnetism. Those two together make up my definition of God. See, together, those two establishes what is called the field, a.k.a. thought. See, thought, like the Egyptian god, but you can throw him in there too. You can throw in Yehudi, Thoth. You can throw in Osiris. You can throw in Buddha. You can throw in Yahushua. You can throw all of them in there. Those are titles. Those are names of a frequency or vibration. So different cultures have different names. Puerto Carlo, if you go down in Central America, but what are they talking about? They're talking about a freaking frequency, a wave or a vibration that does this. This frequency says all things that's similar to me will gravitate to me. Now, the Hebrew Bible said that my people hear my voice, they come to me. No man can come to God unless God draws him. That's the same freaking thing as I just said. Now, you can go to any culture on the planet, and I can tell you that same sentence in another freaking way. But it's the same freaking thing. But unfortunately, you're going to put a bullet in my head because I didn't say it the way you did. So you want to blow me up. You want to rape my children. You want to strain me up. Look at our history, man. Look at the history. Look at what white folks done to black folks. And they gave us the Bible. While reading it, they was raping our children and our wives. And then going to church on Sunday. But we serve the same God. Man, if you don't get a grip, we got to get a grip. We all got to get grips. Because there is something severely wrong in our culture today. There is something really, really wrong that we can elect a president of the United States of America and claim to be a Christian or claim to serve the same God that I serve, yet dislike certain classes and groups of people. Something is severely wrong because, again, let me tell you what God is. I can't tell you and what God rephrase that, what God does. See, nothing is more important than this. All things that are similar in nature will naturally gravitate through the laws of electricity and magnetism to one another. All things. In other words, like attracts like. In other words, you attract what you think about and what you feel strongly about. So if you strongly feel love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control, there is no way you can put a bullet in my head because I'm saying something different than you. There's no way. There's no way you could dislike me because of the color of my skin. There's no way. No way. No way. No way. Because vibration has no color. Frequency, it doesn't have no color, brother. God doesn't have no color. What color is God? What language does he speak? Well, let me make sure you understand, brother, because this is a serious problem because I got a lot of people who tell me that they serve God, but yet they don't like the Chinamen, or they don't like the Australians, or they don't like the freaking Aborigines, or they don't like the people from, you know, New Zealand, or they don't like, you know, this dude, or they don't like that culture, or they don't like this culture. Really? But you serve God? Yes, brother. They want to lay hands on me. They're going to let you put your hands, get your hands off me, man. Are you serious? But we got fools walking around here in the name of Jesus, and they will put a bullet in your head if you don't believe what they believe. Because they got a name, but they ain't got no frequency. That's why I combine spirit and science. Because spiritual, you can't prove it. You can say, yes, I had a religious experience. Who's going to debate what Joseph Smith said? He's discovered. What about John Wesley? What about John Calvin? What about Martin Luther? All the major religions were started by some dude who had a freaking religious experience. Hell, I had one too. Should I go to all start me a religion? Rogersism? Anybody want to be a part of the Rogersism? Please email me. You can join my cult. Hell, everybody can have a freaking religious experience. What does that mean, brother? What does that mean? How does it manifest in your life? Are you fulfilling your destiny? Nothing and no one is more important than fulfilling your destiny. Because the thing that is prohibiting you from fulfilling your destiny is not God. How do I know? How do I know? How do I know? Let me tell you how I know, brother. Let me tell you how I know, sister. Guaranteed. Look at those three things. Look at what we talked about. Survival mechanism, fear, and the last one, family, friends, loved ones. Now, those three things are prohibiting you from being a part of the 2% or the two people that are successful. This is what they're doing. They're not allowing you to practice what is called the law of resonance. See, the law of resonance states that anything that is on the same vibrational frequency make itself known to the other thing. Heavenly Father, touch the names of your people. Touch the minds of your people. See, the law of resonance, like the law of vibration, says this, that the vibration of one thing affects the vibration of another thing. The law of resonance says that a vibration of love affects the vibration of hate. Law of resonance. The law of resonance says that if something that vibrates on a higher level is hanging around something that vibrates on a lower level, the thing that's on the lower level must kill the thing on the higher level to maintain the lower level. That's why somebody trying to kill you. I'm not talking about physical. I'm just talking about they want to destroy your dream. So you're hanging out with people that are vibrating on a lower level to you, and you don't know why they're always going to talk you out of, or you know what, I'm thinking about helping, you know, joining Brother Will's program. What the hell? You don't pay that fool $5,000 to give you a bunch of words? Are you, what the hell are you smoking? They're on a lower level vibration than you because they understand that what I'm going to do, because it's not me. All I'm going to do is align you with your original frequency. This is what I'm going to do for you, brother. This is what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to give you your story. When God's story and your story become the same, bam, you're going to blow cookies because then you got your authentic voice. Then when you talk, every other frequency in the universe is going to say, oh, hold up, God is speaking. The whole universe stops when God talks. So when you talk like God, you command the universe. See, the degree that you serve the universe is the degree that the universe serves you. Don't tell nobody I told you that. Because if you ever figure out what that statement means, your life will never be the same. I guarantee your life would never be the same if you could figure out what I just said. To the degree that you serve. Now remember, your rewards in life equals your service to others, a.k.a. the universe. When you serve the universe serves you. Oh, man, Father, touch the minds of your people. When you serve the universe bows down to you. That's what Yahushua did. Yahushua served the universe. In other words, how you serve, brother? How do you serve, sister? You serve by becoming like. When you vibrate on the frequency of the universe vibrates on the frequency of you. So when you understand what that statement means, my brother, when you understand what that statement means, some people say you reap what you sow. Some people call it karma. To me, those are Luciferian terms. I don't even vibrate on that frequency. I vibrate on the frequency that says, the lilies of the field, they neither sow nor reap, yet your heavenly Father takes care of them. Now, wrap your brain around that one. Why? That violates that everybody else talks about. So when we do, our thoughts resonate. So the law of resonance states that anything that vibrates is automatically affected by a higher vibration, and it must resonate. That means to resound. That means you got to readjust. So if I'm talking to you and you vibrate on a low frequency, you're very angry right now. You feel agitated. You feel uncomfortable. You're looking at the clock. You're like, damn, is he almost done? You are little. Your vibe is off because I'm vibing on a different frequency than you. So I'm coming at you with a frequency of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. So if you're not on that frequency, that's bothering you. Now, it's a unconscious feeling because what I'm doing is I'm tapping into your core and that core imprint, that demon, that disposition, that neural net, that neurotransmitter, the synapses inside of the brain is producing chemicals that's not dopamine. It's not serotonin. It's not melatonin. It's not oxytocin. The chemicals that your body is producing is adrenaline, it's cortisone, it's adrenochrome. Your body is producing the wrong chemicals. So my words is producing a different chemical in the body. And so like attracts like. So you attract what you think because what you think is what you feel, and what you feel is what you chemic. So, again, your biology controls your electricity. Your electricity controls your chemistry. So what you feel about, you bring about. That's God. But God only has one feeling. The word God means patar in the Greek, P-A-T-E-R, which means sender of love. That God only has one. Here, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. According to the periodic table, God is one. What is God? Hydro. Now, I've broken down that word hydro and hydra. What you got is hydra, multiple-headed serpent. That's the manipulation of the one. You don't have hydro. Now, you need to get hydro quick and get rid of hydra. So hydro is the genetic code of God, the grantor of destinies. So in order for your destinies to come true, you got to put the grantor of the destiny first. That's hydrogen. So hydrogen, again, is oxygen, if you want to put it that way. Now remember, hydrogenes. So it is the genes of hydro. Now hydro, H-Y-D-R-O, means water. Hydro comes from the word hydor, H-Y-D-O-R. Hydor, where we get H-Y-D-D-R-O. So hydor in Greek is hydro in English. So hydrogen is a combination of two words. These two words give us the element. Now, if we go into the original text or we go down to the word origin, we see that this word, H-Y-D-R-O, means water in Greek. So this is the mist story, the mystery. This is the mystery that the Bible talks about. The word Bible, the word mystery means mist, M-I-S-T, which is water. Mist, brother, mist, sister, the mist story, the mystery of the gospel. So if you don't know the mystery of the mystery of the gospel is the fact that water, that's what you're made up of, you are, your genes, again, is made up of water. And so the Bible talks about unless you are born again of the water and of the Spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now, that's another study for another time, but you only you understand is you are a water being. That's why your body is made up of 80% water. That's why words affect water. So, again, when I speak, my words change the molecular structure of your water. As Dr. Emoto has, man, marvelously proven using science. That's why I love Dr. Emoto. No scriptures included, only science. So for all the Bible thumpers out there, I'm sorry. Hate to burst your bubble. But I can prove God with no scriptures. That is the missed story. Because before the flood, there was no such thing as rain. Water never failed. Water rose up out of the ground. God watered the ground or the earth with mist. Nothing failed. Falling water is Luciferian. Now, I know that's contrary to your theology, but that's another study for another time. But the only thing that you need to understand, my brothers and sisters, is grantor of destinies. He has a particular frequency. A vibration, or he expresses himself through a particular frequency or vibration. And that frequency, nothing and no one is more important than that frequency. It's the grantor of destinies. In other words, it is the inspiration. This is God. You know what God is? It's called Inspiritas in Latin. Inspiritas, my brother. Inspiritas, in English, is called inspiration. You don't have this, you don't have God. So if you're around anyone, if you're around anything that doesn't inspire you, you are in the presence of evil. Now, it ain't going to look evil. I mean, the devil ain't stupid. He's very intelligent. He understands the power of thought. He knows that you don't. See, the most potent form of energy is thought. Nothing is more powerful than a thought wave, or what they call cosmic waves, or quantum waves, or God. The grantor of destiny is a wave, a frequency, a vibration. So, remember that old phrase, watch your thoughts, they become your words. Watch your words, they become your actions. Watch your actions. They become your habits. Watch your habits. They become your character. Watch your character. It becomes your destiny. Your dear Kinnear is the result of your thoughts, brother. Your dear Kinnear is the result of your thoughts. So I can give you a 500-page book, but if you think you're a failure, guess what? You are. A man is but the product of his thoughts. What he thinks, he becomes. Period. Our thoughts are so powerful, science is dumb. Science cannot even figure out how in the world can you sit and imagine. Why do you jump when you go pay $10, $15 to watch a movie? You're sitting in the movie. You got popcorn in hand. You know Jason is not in the room. But when Jason comes out with that hacksaw or whatever and chops the person's head off, you spill your popcorn and you jump all out of your seat. Why? Your brain thinks it's real. Why? That is the power of a thought. See, to think what you want to think is to think truth regardless of the appearance. I choose to think as an optimist. I choose to think with a positive worldview. I choose to think wealth. I choose to think health. Choose to think wisdom. I choose to think positive relationships. I choose to think positive, brother. I choose to think. I choose. Emphasis on the word choose. I. Who's choosing what you think? Who's putting thoughts in your head, brother? Who's putting thoughts in your head, sister? The power of a thought. One thought. To change your whole world. God is. He didn't create love. He is love. God's thoughts are not like your thoughts, my thoughts. His ways are not like my ways. Your job is to understand this. Your job is to simply think like God. That's your story. The only way for you to transcend and to get out of the box that you're in is to think like God. Now, what does that mean? That means nothing and no one comes before your thoughts, you choosing your thoughts. So anything that is manipulating your thoughts, how those things manipulate your thoughts? Why do you think the government keeps you in a state of fear? Keeps you in a state of fear. Do you know that you cannot be inspired? Do you know that the government would do anything? The shadow people? Look at the news, man. Look at your food. Look at your food. Oh, man, look at your food, brothers. Look at the food you're putting in your mouth. Look at your water you're drinking. Why they got fluoride in the water, brother? Why? Why? It removes in spiritus. Why they got genetically modified organisms in your food? Why don't your food got seeds in it, brother? Why does your food don't have seeds in it? No inspiration. Why are there chemtrails in the air? Why they got, you know, the heart that's manipulating the weather so that way you can't see the sun. You get maybe one day of sunlight out of the week. Count the number of days you see the sun, brother. Count it. Go outside right now. I went outside, I can't see the sun. It don't even look like clouds. It's just gray. Where the clouds at? Where is the sun? I be keeping track. I mark it on the calendar every day that the sun comes out. Sun only comes out about 5 days out of 30 days here in Texas. Now it's still hot. You just can't see the sun. Where is it? In spiritus. This is God. Now, you can debate it. You can argue it. I just do what makes me grow, because God is growth. Jesus came. Yahushua came. The light came in the darkness. Darkness perceived it not. His own people rejected him. So whether you believe in his Lord Yahushua or not is irrelevant. I believe in growth, because if you put a seed in the ground, what does it do, brother? What does it do? It grows. Everything in the universe changes. Now, what if you are a frog, but you are born a tadpole, and you don't know that you were supposed to be a frog, so you fighting tooth and nail to stay a tadpole because nobody told you you was a freaking frog. And so all your life you fighting and you killing people because you want to stay a tadpole, not knowing you're not a tadpole, you're a frog. Tadpoles turn into frogs, brother, sister. What if you're a caterpillar? Is that such a thing? Yes. But caterpillars turn into butterflies. There is nothing that is more important than you turning into what God has designed for you to turn into. Nothing. But you got something that's preventing you from turning into what God has designed you for, brother. You got something, and it's great. I know it's great, man. I'm going through the same thing. I know you got something in your life. You're hanging on to it tight. It's a loved one. It's a job. It's a car. It's your daughter. It's your son. It's your shoes. You got them, you know, you paid $300 for the Air Jordans, man. You holding on to them suckers tight. Nothing is more important than your growth. You have to change, brother. You have to change. So you got to grow up. I'm sorry. But you live in a world that requires growth. Jesus walked past the fig tree. He cursed it, and it withered and died because it had no growth. The fig tree, notice the title of the tree. Fig tree. He walked past the fig tree. The fig tree had no figs on it. You are a little G. He walked past you, and you don't have no G's on you. You ain't vibrating on the same frequency as God. You don't have no fruit of the Spirit. You have no love. You have no joy. You have no peace. You have no gentleness. You have no meekness. You have no self-control. The universe sees you and it curses you because the universe doesn't recognize shizness that don't grow. And there is something or someone that is prohibiting you from growing, brother. There is something and there is someone that is prohibiting you from growing, sister. Cut it out of your life. Because if you don't, you will be cursed. And you will not be a part of the 2%. Unfortunately, I can talk about this all day. It means nothing. Because that thing that's seated in the seat of your soul ain't going nowhere. Because that's your God. You worship it. And that worship of it overrides your worship of your destiny. How do I know? What the hell y'all think I've been doing for 50 years? I worship getting Facebook likes, getting nice comments, instead of fulfilling my destiny. Now, I need to make sure, my brothers, as we close, that you understand the word inspiration means an inspiring, animating. What's the word nuach? The word nuach, or ruach, I should say, and the word pneuma. Those words mean spirit. What does it mean? It's the animating principle of the body. Animating. Let me make sure you understand what this means. Animating. It means to give life, to make alive. So if you are hanging out with something, if you are hanging out with someone, if you are going to some place, or if you are reading some freaking book, or you are eating some food, or you are drinking some water, or you are hanging out in some, well, I don't care what you are doing. If it's not giving you life, and life more abundantly. If it's not making you feel courageous and bold, if it's not stirring up your soul, if it's not motivating you to action, if it's not giving you inspiration, if it's not making you wake up in the morning, if it's not making you feel like your whole face and your whole head is on fire, if it's not animating your body, it is not God. God is the grantor of destinies, brother. God is the grantor of destinies. Put any kind of name on it you want. It means nothing if it doesn't animate your body. My brothers and my sisters, I don't know about you. Nothing, no one will ever, ever, ever come between me and my desire and my ability to move voluntarily, wholeheartedly, energetically, invigorously, motivationally, boldly, courageously, in the direction of the thing that inspires me. God is inspiration. The word inspiration means spirit in. When God puts his spirit in you, This is what is called the real indwelling of the Spirit, inspiration. So you got a job? Does it give you inspiration? You got a diet, exercise routine? Does it give you inspiration? Got some knowledge? Does it give you inspiration? Got a relationship? Got a guy? Got a girl? Does it give you inspiration? The word inspiration means the immediate influence of God. Immediate. So if what you got, my brother, if what you got, my beautiful sister, doesn't give you immediate influence, inspiration, animation, where you had unlimited energy, if it doesn't give you that, it ain't God. I don't know what it is, but it ain't God. So until you get that, you're part of the 98% club. I ain't talking about somebody read up a book. This is real life. It is my prayer that if you're not a part of my organization, that you get a part of somebody, because there's nobody that can talk to me and hang around with me that doesn't inspire me and I don't inspire them. Nobody. I don't even return calls anymore for dead people. I'm sorry, no disrespect, but nothing and no one is ever coming between me and my inspiration. Nothing and no one is more important than God. Now, I'm not talking about this fictitious figure that you got labeled. So I spent a whole hour breaking this down. It is paramount, my brothers and sisters, that a lot of people got God and they're depressed. Those two things cannot go together. If you are suffering from depression, then that means that obviously you got something that is not God. So, brothers and sisters, I want to make sure that I'm crystal clear as my prayer that you find the big G. Put a label on him if you want. That's cool. But just make sure you find him or her. When you find it, this is how you know. You're going to be inspired. You're going to be like me. You're supposed to be doing a one-hour show. You find yourself talking for an hour and a half. When you find God, you're so excited, time doesn't exist. You step out of time into eternity. That's how you know. If you go to your job and you look at your clock, that's not God. If you're in a workout routine and you got your clock, that's not God. You read the book and you're watching the show and you're waiting for the end. If you listen to me right now, you're like, damn, I wish this fool hurry up. You're not experiencing God. If you're watching the clock, that's how you know that you're not in the presence and you're not experiencing the true God, the big G. Because God is the grantor of destinies. My brothers and my sisters do apologize. Well, no, I don't apologize for going over time. Hey, I need that extra couple of minutes. Well, thank everybody for joining me on today's show. Remember, email me at masterteacher32.com @gmail.com. I'll take in new members up to March the 1st who want to join us with the Clear Knowledge program. So, again, email me, masterteacher32.com @gmail.com if you want to join the Clear Knowledge group if you're not already a part of it. Because what we're doing is we are removing our limiting beliefs. We are replacing error with truth so that way we can overcome all of our limiting beliefs. So we can fulfill our God-given destiny. So my brothers and sisters, again, email me at masterteacher32.com @gmail.com. Brothers and sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you into all truth. Because He will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.